Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I want to welcome you to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're going to be talking about a very important topic, your immune system. We're going to talk about how it works and how to rev it up to its fullest potential. I'm really excited about today's topic and want to encourage you to either send me some instant feedback messages if you have questions or comments or your own tips, or to call in and talk to me live at 800-930-2819, because I think lots of you seem to have some questions, and I get these same questions posed by people all the time, so it seems to be a pretty hot topic about how does your immune system really work anyway, and what can you do to boost it? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to jump right in and get started. So I want to talk to you first about the fact that your immune system is made up of several components, but the overriding part of your immune system that you might not be really aware of is your lymphatic system. So if you can picture in your head an outline of your body, and then what roadmap, atlas, you know, kinds of things look like, where you can see these giant freeways, these big multi-lane, six lanes on each side, you know, freeways, those would be your major lymphatic channels, and then it reduces into a smaller road that's maybe only got three lanes on each side, so smaller vessels, and then smaller vessels that have only two lanes on each side. Keep going down and down and down until we get down to state highways and dirt roads and bike paths and those kinds of things. So that's kind of how your lymphatic system goes. The lymphatic system is responsible mainly for two things, and they're both extremely important. Your lymphatic system is responsible for carrying nutrients out to your cells, because you have about 10 times more lymphatic fluid in your body than you do blood. Yet there's no central pumping organ. Like, your circulatory system has your heart to pump blood. Your lymphatic system actually depends on movement. And it's more likely that your cells will come into contact with lymphatic fluid than they will with blood. So out in these tiny little hair-sized vessels, that's where we're getting all of these nutrients out to the cells. But as soon as it does its delivery, it changes. And that delivery truck turns into a garbage truck. And it picks up all the waste from the cells and carries them back along all those little tiny bike paths to the bigger paths, to the bigger roads, to the bigger roads, and back to a lymph node. Now, it's kind of think of your whole, that whole system that we were talking about. Wherever there's an intersection of two roads passing in your lymphatic system, it will create a lymph node. And it looks a little bit, it's called a lymph vessel net, and it looks a little bit like one of those cafeteria ladies' hair nets, where two strands of that net come together and create a little intersection. That's very much what your entire body looks like. It has this whole lymph vessel net. So the big major ones, the tiny ones, the itty-bitty ones, they all converge together in these lymph nodes. And the purpose of that lymph node a couple of them. One of them is that they house some very important specialized cells called lymphocytes that go out and destroy invaders in your body. But they also bring their storehouses or warehouses for all this garbage. And then the lymph node actually does some processing and breaks these waste products apart, and some of them end up back in your lymphatic system, some of them for removal, and some end up in your bloodstream, taken back to the liver or to the kidneys for excretion. So your lymphatic system is involved in everything that's going on in your body. So both in terms of getting nutrients to your cells to build healthy cells and to get the waste products out. But when we have an impairment in our lymphatic system, it begins to severely compromise our immunity or our ability to fight infection. So I think I wasn't really clear at the beginning, and so I want to make it really clear right now that your lymphatic system really is your immune system. It's not part of it. It is your immune system, and it has several components. So like I said, it has lymphatic fluid and lymph nodes. It also has some of your endocrine system is connected to your lymphatic system, which build immunity. Things like your thymus, that's responsible for making the T cells, the killer cells that go out and destroy or gobble up microbes that get into your body, whether it's a staph or a flu virus or a bacteria of some kind. Those T lymphocytes go out and do destruction. So as you can see, it's super important to keep this whole system chugging along really well. So I want to give you today 8 really down-to-earth tips that some are a little more involved than others that can really help you begin to boost your immunity. And that becomes really important this time of year when we begin to this fall season. Even here in San Diego today, it's actually starting to feel a little bit like fall. We've had an unseasonably warm summer, and all of a sudden in the last couple of days, it's been much cooler and more like what people think about when they think about weather in San Diego. But one of the things that I've noticed, because I have a garden, is that the days are getting shorter. So this is part of the natural rhythm of every season. And so tip number one is to be mindful of the natural rhythms of the season. In the summertime, the sun is up longer. It's out early in the morning, stays up longer. We have lots more light. In the fall, we begin to get those shorter and shorter days. And that's a signal to us that as the weather changes and the days shorten, that we need to spend a little bit more time resting and sleeping. It's a little bit like hibernation following these seasons. And so I want to talk to you about your sleep first. Restful sleep is essential for building your immune system. 6 to 8 hours is essential, but you can be in bed 12 hours a day and not be getting adequate rest if you don't have a few things going on in your bedroom. Number one, you need to make sure that you have a comfortable mattress. Now, in addition to your mattress feeling good when you lay down on it and being supportive to your body, one of the best things that you can do is to invest in a chemical-free mattress, which you can find from a company called Mountain Air. There are companies called Lifetime. Mountain Air is a retailer that would actually distribute several different kinds of organic and chemical-free mattresses. And then if you want to go and just do a little Google search, you can find the companies that actually make all these different kinds of mattresses, everything from cotton and wool to natural rubber, which would mimic those latex kinds of memory foam mattresses. So getting a great mattress is one of the key components to a great night's sleep. Making sure that there are no electromagnetic fields close to your bed. also avoiding any kind of meters or computers, anything like that that would be a source of electromagnetic fields in your bedroom. It's even important to keep an electric alarm clock away from your bed. And by all means, that cell phone needs to stay at least 5 feet away from you when you're sleeping. Make sure that you turn off all the lights. Being dark in the room really helps you sleep better. And then if necessary, if you live in a place where it's kind of noisy, turn on a noise machine or a fan if necessary to get that even white noise in the background. That will help you sleep better. And so in addition to sleeping, the other natural rhythm of the season is to make sure that you're spending some time outside every day in natural sunlight. Now, ideally, you would do that without glasses, without contacts, and without sunglasses, with as much of your skin exposed, depending on the temperature, as you can, so that you're taking in natural vitamin D, and the light that actually enters your eyes, the natural light, really resets your endocrine system by working with your pituitary, which will eventually help sort out the rhythms and help you sleep better. So remember, the first tip is paying attention to the natural rhythms of the season, from sleep to spending some time outside. Tip number two is keeping yourself really well hydrated. So I want you to remember that there's a little formula figuring out how much water you should drink, and that is you take your body weight, you divide it by 0.5 or cut it in half. So let's just say that you weigh 150 pounds. That would be let you know that you would need to have 75 ounces of water per day to, as a minimum, to stay properly hydrated. You can take that all the way up to 0.75, multiplying 150 pounds by 0.75 to see kind of the maximum range of water that you would need. If you are a heavy sweater, you work outside, you are an athlete, you may need to always stay up there at that 0.75 range. Now, I know that if you've listened to me any length of time on these radio shows, I'm a big proponent of high-quality ionized water, because that water actually does a couple of things. It's more hydrating because it's reversing the oxidation on your cells, allowing the fluids in so that you maintain proper hydration. Proper hydration is essential for keeping your immune system boosted, because as those cells are healthy and hydrated and the pH is balanced, it helps them not be subject to viruses and bacterial and fungal infections. Well, it's time for us to take our first little break of the hour. So I hope that you will stay tuned, listen to some of the wonderful messages from our sponsors, and I will be right back to take some of your questions.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine,
chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available, but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. I'm Dr. Peggy Parker, and today we are talking about your immune system, how it works, and how to rev it up to its fullest potential. And that music that my engineer Brian just played, that is actually one of the ways that you can rev up your immune system, by actually smiling and laughing, because laughter really is the best medicine, and smiling will actually help raise your immune system. So I just thought I would throw that one in here right now. Before the break, we talked about two ways to keep your immune system up, and that was to pay attention to the natural rhythms of the season and to keep yourself well hydrated. Now, in addition to smiling and laughing, one of the great ways to stimulate your lymphatic system is with some kind of exercise. Remember I said that your body has about 10 times more lymphatic fluid than blood, but there's no central pumping agent, so it requires that we actually do some moving. So everything from walking is anything that involves bending and pointing from your ankle is a good way to move some lymph from the bottom half of your body. And anything that requires, kind of pumping your hand, making a fist and letting it go and raising your arm over your head are also really great ways to stimulate your lymphatic system. So it doesn't have to be super vigorous exercise, but as long as you're making some of those major joints move, it actually stimulates your lymphatic fluid from your extremities back toward the center of your body. So walking, rebounding, and then exercise that there's two or three exercises that I combine with the kind of stress release and immune building and actually providing some cardiovascular style exercise would be things like Tai Chi, Qigong, and yoga. Another way to stimulate your lymphatic fluid is dry brushing. If you're not familiar with those techniques, you can Google that and you'll find several different techniques and kind of figure out the one that's right for you. To do that, you know, somewhere between 1 and 7 days a week is a great idea, depending on your time. Using alternating hot and cold water in your shower, so building the hot water up as hot as you can stand it, and then immediately turning it down till it's cold and letting that water run over your body. It's quite shocking, but it really does stimulate both your circulatory system, your blood stream, as well as your lymphatic fluid. And then infrared saunas are also a great way to increase the health of your lymphatic fluid and movement. So in addition to stimulating your lymphatic system, the next tip is to employ stress-relieving techniques, which I already mentioned, those three forms of exercising of Tai Chi, Qigong, and Yoga. Those are great. I would add to that things like meditation, spending some time outdoors in a natural setting, walking barefoot in the grass, you know, something like that. And then do something that you really enjoy, whether that's something that's more sedentary, like scrapbooking or knitting, or it's something really vigorous, like pumping iron or running. Whatever it is that really creates you, that satisfies you, that you enjoy, that's something that you should aim to do, if not once a day, you know, at least 2 or 3 times a week. And then a few years ago, I learned a technique called the UN therapy. It's a natural healing technique. And one of the things that was most helpful in relieving stress was this simple technique where you just act as though you are you're closing a zipper all the way up from like a jacket, like a zipper on a jacket, all the way from, you know, kind of near your groin area all the way up to the top of your head, and then back down and back up. This balances cerebral spinal fluid, and it also does some things to rebalance nerves. It is amazing how just the act of doing that zipping, unzipping 3 or 4 times will actually change the whole state, your whole state of mind. And then one more stress-relieving technique is to build a routine. There is nothing more stressful than not knowing where your keys are or your cell phone, not having a routine for getting to bed on time or getting up on time or getting lunch prep. And just building a routine to have these things in place really is a huge stress reliever. And keeping things orderly and kind of tidy. Chaos is a downer. It's very difficult to focus. It's difficult to feel like you're in control of your life or your daily activities when everything around you is in chaos. So if your house is kind of chaotic, at least find one room that you can keep orderly and you can retreat to that room for a little silent restoration. The next thing is to spend time with people that you love. This is so important, spending time with loved ones, chatting with our loved ones, and passing out hugs freely is really important. There is actually an immune building that happens when you hug someone. The great thing about hugging someone is that you can't give a hug without getting one back. And there is something about the skin-to-skin contact. It releases a hormone called oxytocin, and oxytocin is one of the things that helps build your immune system. So if you don't have regular contact with people that you love, people who have pets actually experience the release of oxytocin when they actually spend time with their pets, actually petting their pets. And I call my dogs my furry babies, so, you know, I am a pet owner, and it is wonderful to have that kind of physical interaction with another living being, even if they're not human. So on the days when I'm busy and I'm a little short on time and I'm not getting out of the house to see the people that I care about or love, I at least get to spend some time with my animals. So a little recap here before we move on is to keep your lymphatic system stimulated. to employ stress-relieving techniques, to smile and laugh often, to spend time with the people that you love. Now, so far, all of these are pretty simple. Now we're going to move on to your diet, because it's not just about what you eat that builds your immune system. It's about some of the things that are important to avoid. So we're going to kind of start with the downer one, the stuff to avoid, and then we're going to have a break, and when we come back, we're going to really delve into the things that are important that will help build the foods and supplements, that kind of thing, that will help build your immune system. So, as I said, your diet, it's not just what you eat, but what you don't eat. So here are some immune-depleting things that I encourage you to stay away from. Number one is sugar. Refined sugars are very hard on the system. In fact, they're very mineral-depleting. It takes 2 to 4 molecules of magnesium to mitigate the damage created by just one molecule of refined sugar. So we want to stay away from all refined sugars and even keep natural sugars in a very low state of eating. We want to keep those minimal, those even the natural sugars, we want those be minimal parts of our diet. And stay away from all highly processed foods. All highly processed foods contain ingredients that are very difficult for your system to process. And the more difficult it is for your system to process them, the more energy it actually takes, and that keeps our bodies from having the time necessary to actually begin building our immune system. So it's detracting from immune building and getting into immune depleting. The other thing to avoid are genetically modified foods. In fact, you may not know this, but about 88% of the corn grown in the United States is genetically modified. And if you saw those studies from France that came out this week, you know that those genetically modified organisms are responsible for tumors and can lead to infertility and all kinds of things. So stay away from the genetically modified foods. And then stay away from anything you're allergic to. Anytime you consume something you're allergic to, you're going to start a whole response in your body that puts a strain on your immune system. So the things to avoid are sugars, highly processed foods, genetically modified foods, and anything you're allergic to. And it's now time for us to take our second break. I can never believe how fast this time goes when I'm on this show with you. So I hope that you'll stay with me, because when we come back, we're going to be talking about some really great things to add to your diet to really enhance your immune system. I'll be right back.
On the other side of the street, I knew stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, because you moved to West L.A. or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about your immune system and how it works and how to rev it up to its fullest potential. We really want to pay attention to this because as the seasons change, everything in our body begins to change and in our environment, and we start to spend a little more time indoors. We start to have a little more less fresh air, and we are exposed to more cold and flu viruses, bacterial infections, that kind of thing. So building up your immune system helps your body naturally fight those things off. So just before the break, we talked about your diet and the things that are immune depleting, like sugar and processed foods and genetically modified foods and things that you're allergic to. And so now I want to really turn it around and talk to you about some foods and some of the minerals and the kinds of things that you can do to really incorporate in your daily diet that are amazing immune builders. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is selenium. Selenium is a trace mineral that's absolutely essential to our good health, but we only need it in tiny amounts. And so trace minerals, we never need a lot of a trace mineral, just a little. But it's one of those all-important trace minerals that actually binds with a protein to make something called selenoproteins. So like it takes that beginning of that selenium and binds it with proteins, and that's where we get the name. But these particular proteins are very important to your immune system, and they are kind of precursors. They produce an enzyme that are precursors to antioxidants, which brings me to the next topic. So before we pass by selenium, I do want to give you a list of really yummy foods that are very high in selenium. Things like mushrooms, salmon, halibut, and interestingly enough, mustard seeds are high in selenium. But the big star of the show are Brazil nuts. If you are not allergic to Brazil nuts, I highly recommend that you make yourself a little nut mix that has at least one Brazil nut in it, because it is so, those Brazil nuts are so high in selenium that all you really need is one or two a day Isn't that crazy? And you will reach the amount, the recommended amount of selenium that you need every day. That's just kind of crazy, isn't it? And then let's move on to some other immune builders. They would be antioxidant-rich foods. So antioxidant-rich foods are all those brightly colored fruits and vegetables. So some of the big stars in those categories would be things like kale and spinach and all greens, collards and Swiss chard and even lettuces, especially those microgreen kind of lettuces. Those are the big stars of the show when it comes to the green. Now, we also want to mention things like berries, brightly colored fruits like berries and watermelon. Those are tremendous sources of antioxidants, as are some of the more yellow-colored vegetables. Things like tomatoes are high in a specific antioxidant called lycopene, as well as a few other things. And sweet potatoes are really one of my darlings of the plant world when it comes to antioxidants. So you'll find in my cookbook, OMG, that's allergy-free, lots of really super healthy and amazingly delicious recipes that incorporate things like kale and sweet potatoes and tomatoes and berries and all other kinds of brightly colored fruits and vegetables. You can find that cookbook on Amazon.com or on my website, SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And we also want to move along to another group of immune-building foods, and that would be probiotic-rich foods. So lots of times when we think about probiotics, we might think of things, yogurt. You know, that Activia commercial is pretty prominent these days. Well, unfortunately, most people in the U.S. and in the world are allergic to cow's milk. So I highly recommend that you stay away from traditional cow's milk-based yogurt. You can, if you love yogurt, and I do, I can recommend some other options for you, things like goat's milk yogurt, sheep's milk yogurt, and there are even things even almond milk and coconut milk yogurt. And I actually make my own coconut milk yogurt. I've kind of just perfected the recipe, so I'll be posting that on my blog. So there will be lots of other recipes on that blog for using different kinds of yogurt. So that blog is www.omgallergyfree.com. So please visit there for some recipes for yogurt-based recipes, as well as things like coconut kefir. In fact, coconut kefir is my favorite immune-building probiotic-rich food of all, and you will find a great recipe for it on my blog. Things like beet, apple, and ginger kvass are amazing. You can make all different varieties of naturally fermented sauerkraut, or pickles. Those are amazing, as well as things like kombucha tea and any other kind of kefir that you can think of that's away from the dairy, the cow's milk dairy sort of kefir. I also, another group of foods that we want to look at for building your immunity would be raw foods. It's very important that you consume some amount of raw foods every day, whether those are in the forms of fruits or vegetables. Raw foods are really important because they contain a lot of enzymes that are really helpful in the completion of digestion. Their minerals are intact. They're much easier for your body to assimilate. That is, with the exception of things like kale and tomatoes, they're actually better and easier for your body to digest and assimilate the minerals when they've been cooked. But basically, most fruits and veggies you would want to have at least some of those raw every day. And there's now a new kind of diet. You know, we have the cooked food diet, we had a raw food diet, and now there's one called high raw, which is a nice combination of cooked and raw foods. And as we change season, we want to actually change the amount of raw and cooked foods, which we'll get to that and then on another day, and there's some information about that on my blog from a few months back, so feel free to look that up. Now, if you're having trouble getting enough servings of raw fruits and vegetables in every day, I highly recommend a protein powder that's an all vegetable and fruit protein powder. It's made by a company called Garden of Life, and it's called Raw Meal. It is amazing. It has lots of fruits, lots of vegetables and sprouts, and it's amazing. Highly recommend checking that out. One more category of raw foods that really is amazing at building your immunity, even though it is a sugar, is raw honey. Raw, natural, local honey is an amazing component to your diet because it not only reduces your reaction to pollens in the air, reducing all that allergenic response, which is taxing to your immune system, but it also has many healing properties and enzymes which boost your immunity. Now, another category of foods to pay attention to are foods that are high in sulfur, foods like garlic and onions, cruciferous vegetables, you know, broccoli, cauliflower, collards, that kind of kale, those kinds of things, and eggs. All of those are naturally high in sulfur. And again, in my cookbook and on my blog, you will find recipes that where I'm combining a lot of different foods that have sulfur. Sulfur is a really good protein builder, but it's also very helpful in building your immune system. So again, anytime, I always say there's never such a thing as too much garlic, although not everyone agrees with me. I happen to be a real garlic lover. So whether you're using garlic oil or fresh garlic or roasted garlic or garlic powder, all of those forms are beneficial. Onions, who doesn't love garlic and onions together? And when you combine eggs and cruciferous vegetables like kale or kale and tomatoes and eggs, you come up with a combination for your own frittata or your scramble or, whatever. And, it's an amazing way to begin to build your immunity. So, again, right before we go to the break, we want to talk about the things that are immune building. So minerals like selenium and antioxidant-rich foods, probiotic-rich foods, some raw foods, including raw honey, and foods that are high in sulfur. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about some amazing ways that you can actually kind of just tip your way into health. And we're going to go over these tips in a little bit of detail, so that you can get them all down and begin to make a plan to incorporate some of these things into your daily routine. I'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tools that can make your job a whole lot easier. Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session or dial 415-235-2807.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook. OMG, that's allergy-free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where today we're talking about your immune system, how it works, and how to rev it up to its fullest potential so that you can stay healthy during this change of season as we're moving from summer into fall and winter. So right before the break, we talked about some great ways to build your immune system through your diet, things like adding in Brazil nuts and other forms of other foods that are high in selenium, to antioxidant-rich foods like greens and berries and brightly colored fruits and vegetables, to probiotic-rich foods where, as I mentioned, you can find all kinds of recipes both in my cookbook and on my blog, to add some raw foods in daily, including raw honey, and then foods that are high in sulfur. But I saved kind of the best and most relaxing to the end of our show today. So I want to give you some tips on how you can sip your way to health. So if you haven't been able to get any of the other things in your day, you haven't had enough sleep, you haven't spent any time outside, you haven't been properly hydrated, you haven't stimulated your lymphatic system with exercise, and you sure as heck didn't have time to dry brush or use a hot and cold alternating shower or an infrared sauna, and you really didn't have time for any stress-relieving techniques like meditation or taking a walk outside, and you were so busy that you didn't get to do much of anything you enjoyed. Your place is kind of a wreck, so it's not exactly in, you know, you got a little chaos going on. You haven't been smiling or laughing much today. You didn't have time to spend time with friends. Your diet wasn't optimal, but it's the end of the day, and you want to do something great to build your immune system before you go to bed. Here is a great thing you can do. You can sip your way to health. So if you didn't have time for anything else, you can begin or end your day or take a break in the middle of the day and add one of these things in, and it will really be one of those ways that you can know that you're taking good care of your immune system. It can be as simple as sipping a cup of green tea. Green tea has lots of antioxidants and a few other components that really go to rev up your immune system. If you're not a fan of green tea, I have one that will take it even a step further. It happens to be my personal favorite. I am a chai tea lover. I love chai tea, whether it's hot or iced. I love chai tea all year long. But this time of year, it's even more important to begin to add some of the warming spices that make up chai tea. Chai tea contains things like cinnamon, cloves, ginger, allspice, and cardamom. These kinds of spices actually have some components that contain antioxidants as well as stimulants to your immune system and to your whole circulatory system in general. So adding in just a cup or two of chai tea a day can be a dramatic way to impact your immune system. And then you can also, at the times of day when you're trying to kind of wind down, you can look at some herbal teas, because some of these herbal tea blends are absolutely fantastic. There are things like Immunity. There are teas like Peach Detox Tea by Yogi Tea that contain a wide variety of herbs and a nice natural peach that really is pleasant. I even made them into popsicles with pieces of peach that helped me through these really hot summer months. So if you still have a few of those Indian summer days around, Peach Detox Tea popsicle with a few slices of fresh last of the season peaches are really wonderful. You can get a tea that contains echinacea. I really recommend that you use echinacea judiciously. It's one of those things where you use it in cycles, like 6 weeks on and 6 weeks off. But sipping a cup of echinacea tea with a little bit of raw honey, what a great way to boost your immune system. And when you need to really de-stress, things like chamomile tea and peppermint tea are really wonderful. Peppermint is this really wonderful antimicrobial herb, and when we brew it into tea and sip it, it helps everything from our lungs and our sinus passages to our digestive tract and everything in between. So I highly recommend just a cup of peppermint tea. But I have one drink, and I will be posting the recipe on my blog sometime in the next couple of weeks, but I am going to give you this recipe over the airwaves today because I think this one is so important. So if you'd like to boost your immune system, or if you feel the slightest hint of a cold or upper respiratory kind of viral thing coming, here is the way to not only stop it in its tracks, but build up and rev up your immune system to proportions that you have never experienced. So what I want you to do is take a cup, and in that cup I want you to put the juice of one whole lemon. Now, lemon and honey by itself are wonderful ways to boost your immune system, but this will take it even further. So in that cup you're going to put the juice of one lemon, 1 teaspoon of raw organic honey, a pinch of cayenne pepper. Now, cayenne pepper is really one of those wonder herbs as well. It is so amazing that I cannot even begin to extol all of its wonderful qualities. But you only need a pinch. Then I want you to chop very finely 1 teaspoon of, so you're going to have 1 teaspoon of very finely chopped parsley, 1 whole clove of garlic minced really fine. You put those all together in a cup. Now, I know this sounds pretty disgusting, but it actually tastes more pleasant than it sounds. And I want you to cover that with some boiling water. And if you have access to ionized water, all the better. Now, add the water and let it steep until it's cool enough for you to drink kind of quickly, just in case you don't like it. Now, when it's cool, I want you to add, if you have an upper respiratory thing going on, if you don't and you're just building your immune system, this is perfect. If you do happen to have any kind of upper respiratory thing going on, add 1 teaspoon of organic extra virgin olive oil and drink it down. You'll be surprised at how amazing you feel after drinking this concoction. It is absolutely phenomenal. So I know that all of you are busy and you might not have time for all of these things, but let's just run through them really quickly, these 8 tips for for building your immune system were to pay attention to the natural rhythms of the season, to make sure that you're getting enough sleep, spending some time outside, that you're keeping yourself well hydrated, tip two. Tip three, stimulate your lymphatic system, step. Tip four, employ some stress-relieving techniques. Five, smile and laugh. Six, spend some time with the people that you love. That oxytocin does miracles. Then seven is pay attention to your diet. It's not just what you eat, but what you don't eat as well. And then the final one was sip your way to health. I hope that these tips will inspire you to add one or two or three or more per day to your daily routine. By doing that, you're going to naturally build your body's own ability to heal itself. And I want to make a little shout out to my sponsor, TryTheWaterFree.com. If you haven't tried TheWaterFree.com, I highly recommend it. That ionized water, one of those miracle-making things. So until next Wednesday, I want to wish you a happy, healthy week of building your immune system. I look forward to talking to you next week. Goodbye, everyone.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at TryTheWaterFree.com. Again, that's TryTheWaterFree.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.